We're at 508 Gastro Brewery with the brewer, Anderson. Hi, Anderson.
Hi, cheers.
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 Before we say anything at all about how the brew pub got started, what are we drinking here? I've got the Goose.
Yes.
It's called the Greenwich Goose.
Greenwich Goose, yes.
And it's in a bottle.
Yes.
Big bottle. What is that, 16 ounces?
This is a half a liter.
I tell you, this is a really good Goose. It's probably the best American-made Goose I've ever had. Not that I've had many American-made Goose.
And I've got the Little Bitter Session IPA.
Right, and prior to that, I had the Saison, which was really nice. Very good Belgian yeasty quality, very sturdy, malty.
Oh, thanks.
And what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Cluster Common. It is pretty much a grain bed of a San Francisco lager or like a California Common. And then I like to do single hops in this beer always. So this one, it's a cluster. Before that, I had Galaxy, I had Motueka, I did Cascade. I started with Citra, did Simcoe, so I just, the commons, I always do a single hop kind of beer.
So it's the same, for your common beer, it's always the same recipe, just with a different hop.
Yeah, and then I just try to even out like the bitterness,
right.
Try to tone it to the low bitterness, high aroma. That's always what I try to have. Showcase as a single hop beer.
All right.
So then we can actually, start educating hop aroma to people that come and stuff like that.
Now that we've addressed what we're drinking, let's get to some of the basics about your establishment. You're originally from Brazil.
Yes, I was born in São Paulo, biggest city in Southern Hemisphere. Then I came to New York in 95 to go to school. Basically, I never went back.
What did you go to school for?
Communication design. I went to Parsons for communication design, working a few advertising agencies, and didn't really get that well along in, corporate America.
And what brought you into the business of making beer?
Before I decided what college to go, I looked to become a brewer in Brazil. And the only brewer school at the time was inside of like an institution called Senai. And I would have to move to another state, would be in Rio. Well, I had to have a degree in engineering at the time, and like I didn't want to become an engineer. So I gave up the idea. And then 4 years ago, we were sitting right here in the restaurant and with some friends, and one of my wife's friends gave her husband a homebrew kit. And then I said, wow, I would love to brew. And a few months later, my doorman said, hey, I'm going to have a package for you. It was a homebrew kit, and that's how it started.
It sounds like a very familiar story.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how we got started brewing.
Really?
With home brewers.
So your doorman, you got a package from your doorman, I guess we should get
Yeah, yes. And then I never actually brewed at home. I always brewed here at the restaurant.
Wow.
I had big burners,
That's how cheating.
That's how Sam from Dogfish had started.
Really?
Brewing in the restaurant.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a more, it's easier to clean.
Oh, yeah.
The burners boil, everything works faster, so it's just easier. And then I had space here to ferment. I could put like in my wine room, so I had a good temperature there. Mm-hmm. So it really helped me at the beginning.
Well, let's take a step further back and talk about the restaurant. When did the restaurant open?
We opened this restaurant 4 years ago.
That was 2018.
Yes, and before that, we had a restaurant in the Caribbean, at the British Virgin Islands. Before that, when I left corporate America, basically, I wanted to go back to Brazil, open a restaurant. So meanwhile, I decided I was going to start cooking. So I cooked for Mario Batali, Mark Samuelson, and some other, Mark Ladner, Mark Murphy. When I was getting like pretty close to decide whether I go back to Brazil, get another job, I met Jennifer, which is my wife now. I ended up never going back to Brazil to open a restaurant, so we opened our first restaurant in the Caribbean. We had it open for about a year, and then we decided it was time to get rid of that one and come to New York. We thought we would be ready to run a restaurant in New York City. and now looking for a location to open our second one.
So you'll keep this restaurant and open a second location?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You open the restaurant 2008, you get inspired by home brewing, and what was that transition like of putting a brewery into your restaurant?
Well, first I had a few trips to Bowery Street where I bought my stock pots, and then lots of McMaster ordering, you know, like fittings and all the stainless steel fittings for the old system that I had.
So you built your system yourself?
Yes,
and
yes.
How many gallons?
That system was, I could boil 50 gallons, but my mesh was a little bit smaller, so I was pretty much boiling like a barrel. So I was boiling two batches at a time, like at a day, to fill my 60-gallon fermenter.
And how many beers did you start out with?
The day I started here, I had five drafts and I think three or four by the bottle.
Oh, so you were already bottling when you first started with the beer program?
Yeah.
Once you decided that the restaurant would make its own beer, what kind of research did you do into systems, equipment, technique?
Well, I think, and my wife got really mad because I had piles of books and piles of printouts, and I was printing, she didn't bring home and reading. It was, I have like a little library actually at home already. I was reading a lot, you know, a lot. And I am still. So I did a lot of research online. I did a lot of research in books. I ordered a bunch of books from Brewers Association and stuff like that. And I did my homework, you know, and I brew a lot before we got a license. I brew like a lot of small batches and tried to refine, whatever you can call it like that, but like my technique, and try to make sure that like I'm following certain standards that should be followed when you're brewing. And we live and you learn, and like we're still learning more. But, like,
are you brewing on the same system that you started with?
No, I designed another system. Actually, I ordered some 300 liters wine fermenters. Then I went to Illustrator, which is like a software like to Victoria Design, and I did like a quick blueprint. And I ordered from a website some tri-clamp fittings. Then I got a U-Haul, put in a van, brought it to Chinatown to some guys that I know that do stainless steel welding. And then I gave to them, they welded my tri-clamp fittings, and I got all the valves, and they cut the false bottom for me. And actually I got about 87-88% efficiency in my mesh time.
So you designed and built your own brewery?
Yeah.
Basically from scratch?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Is that your main job now in the establishment? Is your brewer, is that it? Or are you also doing other stuff?
I used to run the kitchen like with my wife as executive chef. But I think I'm disconnected from the kitchen.
And the cuisine here that you have?
Yes.
Is it pretty much the same that you've had since you started? Or cuisine
per se, I mean, we don't really have a definition of the cuisine. We are inspired by Spain in some aspect. We are inspired by the Mediterranean, per se. You know, everything that surrounds the Mediterranean, from from Portugal, Spain, Italy, Greece, Middle East. You know, we have beautiful fresh pastas that my wife runs, and fantastic burgers, and lots of small bites, you know, great seafood. All our oysters at the bar.
You have great oysters.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Yeah, we tend to rotate the oysters, and that's pretty much what we do. We're really focused on, you know, making sure that we deliver fantastic food. We're really proud of our food here, because our beers. So.
For your beer styles, these are all recipes you...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are you inspired by certain commercial things? You're like, oh, I'd really love to do something like that.
I do a common beer. So, yeah, of course I'm inspired by, like, some commercial beers, like Fritz Maytag, and his family had this unique style since the 1800s. So, like, of course I'm inspired by some commercial stuff. I get inspiration sometimes from food. When I brought the Montezuma Imperial style that I use molasses, Mexican chocolate, and coffee, I was kind of thinking to try to make something like a mole. And actually I wrote another recipe that I'm going to brew early fall. It's actually going to be a mole.
Hmm.
So I'm going to use chipotle, like some smoked peppers, then we're going to use a little nut to get a nut in this at the end. You know, pretty much the four main ingredients of amoles, like the chocolate, a little nut, the smoked spice, a little smoked malt too.
I'd say, yeah, you're bringing a little bit different sensibility coming from a cooking background,
yes,
to brewing,
yes,
as opposed to just,
yes,
kind of strictly brewing background.
Yes. You know, when I went to brewing school, I went to Cebu, I was talking to some guys there, and sometimes they felt kind of shocked that I said, I think brewing has a lot to do with cooking. I mean, but you're technically cooking sometimes, like, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you went to Siebel Institute?
Yes.
Well, that's like the Harvard of brewing schools.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. I really look at, like, pretty much the way I design my recipes, like, the way I design my grain character. I try, I don't know, maybe because of my cooking background, I kind of look at the grains and I sense the grains with a chef palate.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps me, I guess.
Do you guys have a standard list of similar beers that you always keep on tap, or are you always rotating, revolving?
I always have an IPA. I always have a common. I always have a lighter, either a cream ale or a pilsner. I like women's side pilsner. I always mean, that's too hot in my room to ferment a pilsner. And then I always have a brown. I like my burger. I always have a wheat beer. I always have a Belgian on draft. Whether Belgian dark strong or golden strong.
Just looking at what's available today, the drafts are pretty varied. There's a lot of variety in the drafts, but then you also have a load of bottles.
Yeah.
And the bottles are extremely challenging. Styles that you just don't see in many brew pubs or bars even. I'm drinking the Goose, as I said at the beginning of the interview, which is extremely good. Nice sour beer. You have a couple other challenging beers. Another dark sour I noticed in bottles. You've got a smoked beer in bottles now.
A smoked dry IPA. I have a Weizenbock. Yeah,
so these are styles that, I mean, your standard brew pub. You're just not going to find sour beers, smoked beers very often. And you've got a whole bunch of them up there. So I guess that's part of your concept, is putting some challenging beers out there.
Yes, I mean, I want to, you know, those beers that we have, they are a little bit more on the edger side, if you can say like that. And actually, I pair them with certain dishes. The smoked rye goes really well with our ribs, or like our ribs lighter. Our Weizenbock goes fantastically well with our tongue. We have Asian style diced tongue that is somewhat similar. If we get like a General Tso's chicken, but it will be with the braised tongue. And then it has a Thai sweet and sour sauce on that. So the Weizenbock works really well. Sundays and Mondays we have a pairing menu from 5:30 to 7:30. And then every weekend we have a different menu and a different pairings that, you know, you can come and experience. So.
Wow. And now, do you, for your clientele, are they coming here for the food, for the beer, a bit of both?
I think it's both. Not a lot of people know that we exist, as we also have a brewery in the building. So quite a few people that are really more connected to the beer community, yes. There's a bunch of people that they don't know. So that's kind of a word of mouth, and, you know, like a little bit of marketing that goes with that. So our PR is really helping us with that. Open Table, we are 4.5 stars in food. So of course people come here a lot because of the food. And also we have a wine program that's very, very strong, and so we have people that go for wine. So.
You've been brewing since June of 2011.
Yeah.
In that time, you've been serving the beer, obviously, at the restaurant. I see a number of beers in bottles. Are you distributing and selling outside of the restaurant?
No, my license does not allow me to. New York State, at least New York City, does not allow me to have full liquor license, a brew pub, and a distribution brewery. In order for us to distribute, we would have to give up probably either the brew pub or the full liquor license. So we'd rather keep as it is. And we're going to open the next location. It's going to be a brew pub. And we're going to see if we can do a little lobby and change the law.
So you're not going to open a standalone brewery?
We wanted to. We planned for. And then when we contact our lawyers and we start moving forward with that, and there was no way we could.
Can people buy the bottles to go?
We have growlers.
When can we expect the next location to open?
You know,
and also where might that be?
Brooklyn. Unless we find a fantastic deal in Manhattan, which I doubt. There are some beautiful locations in Williamsburg.
You have the concept worked out yet?
Yeah, 90% of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any hints you want to drop?
It's going to be a bigger system. We're going to have serving tanks. Brewing wise, it's going to be easier for me. The food's going to be a little bit more friendly, not so edgy. Less. I mean, we are pretty casual, but like, we want to make it more like even more casual. You know.
Will you be brewing on two different locations?
Yes.
And are you going to design and build the new brewing system, or will you...
I was thinking about that. I might, actually.
Will you brew some of your same recipes over there, or is it going to be completely
separate? I think
I'll
have more fun there. So. Well, with my recipes, of course, but like,
right,
I think I'll have double fun there.
So it wouldn't be the same as here? You'll have
no,
a lot of different...
No, yeah.
Anderson, thank you so much for taking the time to
thank
sit
you,
and talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very interesting, and I think BR and I will be back here very often for these fine beers and those dollar oysters.
Yeah, thank you very much.